Shut it off. I'm warning you.
Welcome to Strange Glow Videos.
Well, that's what I heard.
Aren't you going to introduce me to your feet?
Hosted by Alec, Justin, and Nick.
Well, that's what I heard.
I think as a joke, by the way, we're recording now, because I figured this should be on the episode. I want to start doing some mock-ups of, like, what if Pizza Hut did puppets for Tremors and do, like, graboid hand puppets?
Yes, that'd be amazing.
I want those now.
Yeah.
I want some graboid hand puppets.
Yeah, with the side of Kevin Bacon pizza.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Promotional tie-ins.
Perfect. Personal pan pizza, and it looks just as good in jeans as Kevin Bacon does.
Yeah.
My mom worked at Pizza Hut when I was a kid, so I got all those puppets just brought home to me. So
did you get, like, red cups and other Pizza Hut glasses? Because if so, this is getting erotic for me.
I think we did have at least one red cup at home, but...
Well, I guess we should probably do a formal intro now here since we're going. So welcome to Strange Glow Video. My name is Justin.
I'm Alec.
And I'm Nick.
And we've got a special guest with us tonight, Kip.
Kip.
Howdy.
So thanks for joining us. So you're doing a really awesome project.
Thanks for having me.
Hopefully people have been checking it out on Instagram. You are run some red lights.
Let's run some red lights.
Yep.
And I had to get nerdy and do one of those accounts that references the film, and surprisingly I hadn't seen anybody really take that name and run with it yet. So
Yeah, there's just so many things, and so you've got that one that's up and running. So you've got kind of this secret project that's not so secret, really. You're just doing the big reveals coming up on Ghostbusters Day, and seeing as we're just about a week out, or right around a week out now, I guess, maybe.
We are 10 days away.
10 days. Great. Can't count.
To the 8th, 10 days.
8th. The official Ghostbusters Day on the 8th. Firehouse Celebration on the 10th.
Oh. So you're going to actually be out there in New York City for that, which will be pretty exciting.
Yes.
So you're going to be doing installation in advance of these screen-accurate decals?
Yeah. For those of you familiar, there's the famous Ecto One New Jersey account, and also affiliated is the Ectotech account, and that Ectotech is working on these vehicles. And we have two vehicles that are pretty spot on to the 1959 Miller Meteor 84 car. One in particular will be the kind of master of ceremonies at Ghostbusters Day at the firehouse. And we're going to be making some last-minute updates to the vehicle that are going to be pretty neat, one being the official 1984 Ghostbusters decals for the vehicle. They've yet to be accurately recreated, so I've partnered with Ectotech to get this design on some vehicles and then shortly be offering some variations of these decals to the public.
And we will do a follow-up and show those off, actually, after you get back from Ghostbusters Day, so we can kind of do a recap of that and just talk about it, because that's going to be pretty exciting.
Absolutely. I'm freaking out a little bit.
It's a blast. And you've been out there before. I mean, I've seen your Instagram photos.
I've been to the firehouse many, many times. Not for any events, though. I've always had her to myself.
That does make it a little special.
Yeah.
So. The first time I went was like 2000 and...
I'm not going to follow the thread that you all think I'm going to, so let's just move along.
The first time I was out there was like 2005, and they didn't have anything painted on the outside yet. Like, you know, they weren't there. No one was at the firehouse when I was there. You know, we knocked, so didn't get to see inside.
Sure.
And it was kind of like a dead point for Ghostbusters at that point, so it wasn't a lot going on, but it was still awesome to see it when...
I was about to say, the only things around then were maybe the Return of the Ghostbusters book, and then the NECA toys were the early 2000s-ish.
Yeah, and I'm
but
trying
they
to
weren't
think...
like... It still wasn't a huge deal when they came out.
And even the 88 Miles Per Hour series was like shortly after
that. Oh, yeah, true.
So, like, there wasn't really anything going on besides maybe that T-shirt Target had at the time, so...
Oh, yeah, I still have that.
So this is going to be your first big event out there. That's going to be awesome.
Yeah, I've... really not done a good job of being involved in the events and going out and doing the cosplaying. So I finally, shout out to Austin from the Oklahoma City Ghostbusters. He's gotten me hooked up with a really nice jumpsuit that I'll be wearing out to the event.
Oh, awesome.
I was in need, and he had what I needed.
That's pretty sweet. I know you'd mentioned that, you know, we kind of been chatting back and forth, and you said, yeah, you're waiting to get your flight suit, so.
It showed up. It fits. Got to get the patches on it. Got my hose set up. Got my elbow pads. I shove it all in my backpack and take it on the airplane.
Yeah, if you don't take a pack out there, that'll be a lot easier for you. I can't take
any of my fun toys.
Yeah, see, we took some stuff to FanFest when we went, and that was, in hindsight, a terrible idea.
I drove, so I didn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
That's nice. Yeah. I'll be on the old, I think I'm flying Southwest.
Yeah.
That's our typical go-to.
Yeah, if you get the points for that. So what made you decide to start this project specifically? I mean, it's you know, like you said, it's more obscure, but the fact that people don't really realize how different that Moogly logo is on the original 84 Ecto, like, and I don't even think they, when they restored it, I don't even think they did it right when they restored it. I think they used an idealized logo.
The problem is that I believe that, that we're solving is that the decal, the specific rendering is unique to the first film. It only appears that way in the first film. By the second film, they've put new decals on it. It was re-decaled again in the late 90s, early 2000s, and mm-hmm. then re-decaled again when they did the 2008.
Yeah, I think that was the 25th anniversary when they did the...
So they did the revamp on the vehicle. I think they tried to do an homage to the kind of the original logo with some of the offset coloring and the white lines peeking through the red and black ink. But nobody's really done it right. And it's kind of came out of criticism of me going out and being that guy. But I made a couple comments online that I don't understand why people are spending like $200,000 to build these cars. And then they're going online and getting the free Moogly download that doesn't have the chin or whatever. If you guys have ever seen the, the infamous logo that doesn't even have the chin on it. So, and I love what the community does with the patches. Been getting so accurate, you know, you can get a patch for each Ghostbuster and each stitch is in the right place, and I love the detail that folks are putting into these types of projects, recreating the suits. I think the decals get ignored because not everybody is really building an accurate Ecto like a handful of people out there are. So this is really a way for me to work with Ectotech again. Check out Ectotech on Instagram. It was just a nice way to have a platform of actual 59 millimeters. I was able to get all the door measurements I needed, and then that's how I was able to determine the size position of all the decals. And in my possession, I do have a production-made Ghostbusters 2 logo, the ones that they printed on paper. So the original decals on the cars were paper. That's why they did not last very long. And I actually received one of these in the mail after the renderings were done and things were going to print. And I'm maybe like 1 or 2 millimeters off on the size of the, from hand to hand on each side of the logo. So just being able to call somebody up and say, hey, what is the size of that driver door? What's the side to, left or right, what's the size of that rear hatch door? So just having somebody on call who could answer every little question allowed me to partner with all the screenshots I'd grabbed, production photos I'd found or sent, images I didn't know existed that show clear images of the decal. And, you know, a few months later, lots of conversations, lots of sketching. We're going to have, for the first time since 84, accurate decals from that film on an actual Ecto replica.
And you said yours are actually, you know, accurate to each door, right? So the passenger door is different than the driver door.
So like the patches, each Ghostbuster, they can say this is Winston's patch, this is Ray's patch. We can say that the decal on the left door, right door, and rear are all a little bit different. And this is because they were hand-printed, handmade. Same process I'm using with mine. And back then, you didn't hit print. You know, it didn't come out perfect and perfectly aligned. The colors have to be printed at different times separately, the red from the black. And that allows for inconsistencies in the print. And that's why each door is a little different. And that's something that's been really nice about the handmade process, is this the only way to get that real look and feel of those decals is to do it like they did it. And a particular process I used is screen printing, which is pretty common for the day.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're not familiar with screen printing, basically, you know, a lot of people call it silk screen, which they haven't used silk for a long time, which is funny that it still kind of has that acronym, but...
Yeah, because it's like a 2,000-year-old method. It's a really old method for printing, and it's kind of quick and dirty. A lot of stuff you see in movies is done at a press by professionals, but I think in the first film, everything was just so rushed that those decals were likely handmade right there on set with the vehicle, and they weren't made to last.
No, they weren't thinking of that. Even the props in that, right? You know, they'd make props for a movie, and then at the time, they'd just go put them in a prop house to rent for other stuff. That's why you see the PKE meter come up in other movies, like it's in...
And the Geiger meter.
Yeah, it's in They Live, and then the PKE meter's also in Suburban Commando. Yeah, and it just, like, shows up because, like, that was just something you could go rent, and if it looked the part for whatever sci-fi project you're doing, it, you know, it worked. They weren't thinking about the longevity of it of things now, so...
Yeah. Well, sometimes the killer clowns get turned into trolls for earnest movies.
Yes, that's true. Repaint them. Hey, you still got those laying around in your basement or attic?
Fuck it!
Or if you're Michael Bay, you can recycle entire shots.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's... What movie is it that somebody said they took... Like, the opening shot is... That's just B-roll footage from The Shining. I can't remember what it is now. I've listened to the commentary of it, though.
It's a
movie that they just took B-roll footage of where the, you know, in The Shining when the car's driving through the mountains and the music's going. It's just like more footage of that.
So
it might even be like Great Outdoors or something like that.
Oh yeah,
I don't think it's Great Outdoors, but like it's some movie that has like, you know, a little just vacation chillage at the beginning.
Like the first,
it's hilarious.
The first time I noticed something doing that, there was like some shitty ass like TV show about pilots, right? And I distinctly recall seeing a bunch of shots from Top Gun that they just reused, like legit shots from Top Gun that they spliced into the show for like flying, and I'm like,
you think that's bullshit, wait till you hear about Power Rangers.
Yeah, no, but I just remember seeing that and I'm like, this makes no sense, because like it's, I think it was an early 2000 show, so the film grain just did not match at all. It was like completely out of place for throwing that stuff in there, which is funny, you know, nowadays it's completely different. So what got you into Ghostbusters? Obviously, probably being a kid, like the rest of us.
What the?
I'll tell you about it.
Being a kid.
Well, as the former record holder, being the youngest person on the planet, this took place in 1984, so the curse of an 84 baby. We've grown up with neat things like the Apple computer and Ghostbusters, Gremlins, just random things that you can't let go of from the year that you were born. And I just naturally sucked into the loveliness of the imagery. I mean, I think as kids, most of us were watching the cartoon, really. I don't know that any of us saw the movie first.
Oh, no.
So, you know, when like VHS were obnoxiously expensive in the 80s, like $80 a pop, I remember like having watched the real Ghostbusters and then like, you know, we never had shit delivered back then, so like a UPS truck shows up and we got a VHS copy of Ghostbusters that I'm sure my parents paid out the ass for, and like I saw the movie there, and you know, looking back, you're like, you guys let me watch this all the time? Like, there's a fair amount of profanity in it, but as a kid, like, you never focused on that, you just moved through it, you know?
Yeah, it was like Ninja Turtles. I was very confused by the movie, live action film as a child, but I was, you know, really loved the cartoon.
That's interesting. It's opposite for me. I was born in 91, so I don't remember ever watching Ghostbusters or Ninja Turtles or Batman 89 or Lost Boys for the first time. There's just a couple out there that I just like, no, I don't have that experience. I just always watch them because I shared a bedroom with him. So...
I'm sorry.
That's just what happened.
That's why you're a hoarder.
I do distinctly remember seeing Ghostbusters 2.
You ruined my life.
In the theater.
Yeah, I saw that as well.
I'm sure I did, yeah.
I'm sure... I didn't. 100% sure.
No.
Unless mom went and you're one of the
eggs.
What's
the age difference?
7 years, right? Something like that?
It's between six and seven. Yeah, it's like...
You're January and I'm April, so...
Yeah.
Okay.
Almost.
84 and 91.
Yeah.
There's 5 years between my brother and myself, so there was, you know... He got into Toy Story and Pokemon, and, you know, that was already in...
Yeah.
Like,
same.
High school.
I mean, I was... I was Buzz Lightyear as like a 5 or 6 year old. I have one single Pokemon card over there on the desk that's left over.
I even distinctly remember feeling a little too old to be a Power Rangers fan.
Like, we got into it. Like, I watched a lot of Power Rangers, the first couple, at least until the movie came out, and then I kind of got out of it after that.
Right.
I didn't really keep up.
Speaking of Power Rangers,
what'd
we
you get?
Had one tape that I remember growing up.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
So, for birth...
Episode one.
Day of the Dumpster.
Yeah. My birthday, I got three
tapes. Did
they
find a baby? Or?
You know, they had, like, each ranger had their own tape for the first couple episodes or whatever.
Yeah, they dig Rita out of the moon on that one.
Just that artwork, though, is so fucking sick.
Oh, I know.
And how this is stretched and compressed. Yeah. I have a couple other tapes that are later in the volumes, and they aren't stretched like that. That's more normal looking.
Did you guys subscribe to the Fox Kids magazine that they used to send out every month?
No, but I remember. You remember when they always had those like giveaways of like Power Ranger toys or other toys, like on Fox, like morning things where you'd like send off a. It's all good.
Well, I just remember that I don't know if this was blown on purpose, but the Fox Kids magazine came out before the official announcement of Power Rangers happened, so it like showed up at the door. Me and my friends, there was an ad for the Megazord, and we didn't know yet that you'd had to buy all the pieces together. Like, we were planning, we're like, I'm gonna get the blue, you know, Triceratops, and my buddy's like, I'm gonna get the dinosaur, and like, none of it had been announced yet. The show hadn't even aired. There was just an ad for the toys in this magazine. When it finally came out, it was just like such a huge thing that you know, and I think we can all relate. It's that the toys drove.
Do you remember Beetleborgs?
Yeah, there was Beetleborgs. There was VR Troopers.
Beetleborgs was better than VR Troopers, I think. Not necessarily better than Power Rangers, obviously, but like...
Well, Beetleborgs had wild vehicles, right? They had a
They had a fucking Jay Leno Dracula character, basically, who was very flamboyant.
Jay Leno?
He had a big fucking chin.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I don't remember ever watching but it was yet, like, but I remember, like, clips.
They got their powers in a haunted mansion, so, like, it's like the goth Power Rangers, so that's why I'm into it.
You know, I remember seeing, like, the pilot episodes for a lot of those shows coming out.
I got a Beetleborgs, like, magazine behind you, or a comic.
And most of those, too, were all just, like, Power Rangers. They were just cut with American production and, like, a Japanese production, right?
Saban made all of them.
Yeah, Saban was like, hey, how do I reuse this, right? And it was actually a genius way of, like...
If you watch the toys that made us on Power Rangers, it's very interesting on how they go into how they made Power Rangers to begin with.
The I was really surprised. I believe it was the Transformers one where they explain how they were just licensing toys that transformed that had nothing to do with the Transformers universe. They were just finding manufacturers in Japan. If it looked like a car and turned into a, like a human form, they were licensing.
There was like
a
big gun.
Keep up with production.
I can't remember what it's called, but there's a huge Transformer. Oh, maybe it was a GoBot even. That was something else first.
Okay.
No, the
I
gun,
can't remember.
Like,
somebody else told me about it. But it's like a huge Transformer gun that transforms into a Transformer. And it's bigger than all the other ones. But it came out before that as something else. I can't remember.
Yeah,
they just repainted it.
Yeah, in the cartoon, like, that's the Decepticon. Because I remember, like, as a kid, I had a Transformer, like, plate. You know, they always, like, have tie-in plates and stuff. I had had Optimus Prime, and it had
a collectible plate?
Like a kid's plate, you know? They have
Justin was very into plate collecting.
No, I wasn't. Yeah, I should be.
He also knits.
Like a plate that somebody would otherwise hang on their wall?
No, like kids' plates. Like plates for kids, but it was just like branded
the
stuff.
Different sections.
Yeah. I did
so
see one of those.
No, not even that. Just
so
like
your mac and cheese doesn't touch your mashed potatoes? Or
no,
anything.
I don't get that phobia. Whatever
I like the Ninja Turtle cereal bowls. Do you have
I was
any
about
of those?
To say no, oh, yeah. But I did see one at the antique. I was just about to say I saw one at the antique store the other day for like $5. I didn't get it because I was already buying a couple things.
Those have the built-in straws. I don't remember.
No. The problem was that if you were a normal human and you washed your dishes with soap, soapy water gets stuck in their head because the head was like a two-piece, and you'd be eating your cereal, and all you know, first few bites would get a little bit more soapy, and then I had to stop eating out of mine because the soap would drip into the cereal from the little head.
Yeah, and so we had the set of four, right? I made my parents get all four of them, and then my grandma was in town, like, watching us for some reason, and, like, she didn't know, like, they weren't dishwasher safe, right? They're cheap fucking plastic, and so, like, one of them got all fucking warped in the dishwasher, and no one ever wanted
to use
that one
again
because they looked all shriveled and destroyed.
About to catch these hands, Grandma.
Yeah, exactly.
They got reverse oozed.
Yeah. Yeah, it got warped, so, yeah, I remember those. And that cereal turned into the Spider-Man cereal, basically. So, like, the Chex.
It was Czech a Batman's Batman 89 cereal too, wasn't it?
Yeah, probably. That was like a very common one for was that General Mills, I think?
Probably.
Ralston, probably.
Yeah, a lot of those tie-ins were Ralston and weird, like, I don't know who that is or why they existed, but was that they did?
They make dog food now. Oh, wow. Pretty much, that's it.
That's what I said. I think it sounds like a dog food.
Yeah, they do.
It was just kibble. Licensed movie kibble.
That reminds me of the time
giving us.
When I was a kid, we gave my little sister dog food in a cereal bowl, and she ate some.
Yeah.
That was, I mean, the mean things siblings do.
Anyway, while we're talking about random shit, here's some pickups I got this week. Vampires don't wear polka dots. You might all be old, too old for this, but there's some people watching going, holy shit!
No, it brings back memories of the book fair.
Vampires don't wear polka dots?
Yeah, there's a whole book series of, like, you know, werewolves don't jerk off in public, and I mean, stuff like that.
That's the modern day secret.
That's my
second
favorite
one. Did that get banned
in
Florida?
Ooh,
be careful what you wish for.
That's an early one, right? That's like a first 20, probably?
Number 12, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's the one of the originals, too.
All before they change it to the drippy. Yeah.
That's a first edition.
I got a decent amount of Goosebumps, but I'm always like, if I don't recognize the cover, I'm like, I need to buy it because I don't have that. Got a bunch of... Oh, well.
Yeah.
I have a couple of these, and I have a compilation that has all of them already, but like this is one of the... That's the first one, so I was like, yeah, I'm going to get that.
Mm-hmm. Reading banned books over here.
Yeah, he is.
The Witches of Eastwick. You ever seen that?
When I was very young, yes.
Jack Nicholson? Yeah.
Jack Nicholson's the devil. Cher, Susan Sarandon, and Michelle Pfeiffer are witches. Mm-hmm. A Simpsons box set. Which, you know, I'm not a huge Simpsons nerd, but it was $1.99 for all three of these. Oh, $2.99.
And that's in, like, great shape, too.
What era is that?
This is the best of the Simpsons, it says. Oh. So...
So it's not a season or two.
No, it says volumes 4, 5, and 6. Treehouse of Horror, The Simpsons Halloween Special, Bart Gets an F, 2 cars in every garage, and 3 eyes on every fish, Bart versus Thanksgiving, Bart the Devil, Itchy, Scratchy, and Marge. Tank Girl.
That's a classic.
I finally found Tank Girl. I've always been looking for Tank Girl.
Lori Petty is way underrated. She's great in A League of Their Own, and then obviously in...
Ice-T the Kangaroo in this movie.
Is that an MTV film or no?
It might be Interscope, if anything.
Was it Paramount or Interscope? I think it was like part of that like
MGM.
Oh, okay.
United Artists, MGM.
Interesting.
The Sure Thing. You ever seen that?
No.
Rob Reiner directed John Cusack movie. It's decent. It's not great.
I missed that one.
You can probably survive without seeing
it.
But
that?
I like John Cusack. So this is what, 85?
85.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I like John Cusack, so I'd probably like it.
John Cusack, Daphne Zuniga, Vivica Lindfords. And introducing Nicolette Sheridan.
Oh.
I got a Spice World VHS tape to go with my copy of Spice World. This has the full-length versions of Wannabe, Say You'll Be There, To Become One, Mama, and an exclusive version of Who Do You Think You Are? From 1997, Virgin Records.
You think they're before the movie, or you have to watch the whole movie?
Well, there's no movie on this. It's just...
Oh, it's just the
music videos?
Yeah,
okay.
The movie I have over here, it's a separate whole thing.
So I saw the Spice Girls movie on opening weekend, and... I wouldn't talk about it at the time, because I was embarrassed, but now I'm like...
2000? 99? When...
When was that? No, that was 99, maybe?
It was before 2000.
98?
Yeah.
Yeah, so the Spice
actually,
World...
Actually, maybe even 97, because it says 98 for layout and design.
Was that the name?
The box
was that the name of their tour also, or?
Shit, I don't remember.
Is that why it's Spice World music videos?
The Texas Chainsaw Massacre remake.
The remake, prequel, sequel.
I always forget how long they made VHS for. Like, I'm like, why do I see all these movies? And I'm like, oh, yeah, because I was already buying DVDs
by then
and ignoring that shit.
Did they still make them in 2006?
This is not a 2006. Yeah, they still made them in 2006. It's about the last year they stopped at U.S. production. However, even in, like, Thailand, you can find copies of Inception on VHS from Thailand, okay? That's how long they were still printing VHS.
Wow.
In other countries, anyway.
Right. That's crazy.
Practical Magic with Nicole Kidman and Sandra Bullock. Goes nicely with Witches of Eastwick.
Are they witches?
Yes.
Like Nicole Kidman, I kind of hate Nicole Kidman now because of the fucking AMC commercial she does. Like, I'm like, I can't stop disliking you for that because you keep delaying the fucking movie every time I go to an AMC.
We already
theaters.
Sat through 30 minutes of previews and now.
Yeah, and then like, now you got to come here and tell me this. The Fly 2, Eric Stoltz.
Wow. Oh, no man. Box art, but I was like, man, for a buck, I can't pass that up.
I wonder if, you know, was that a rental copy or a promotional copy for like the video store maybe to play?
I doubt it. Oh, shit, the tape. Oh, no, never mind. It just looks disconnected. It's fine.
Well, probably
he's fine. About to freak out.
Oh, my God. My movie, man. My movie.
I have... No.
I know.
I was just going to be bummed.
Is it the same premise as the original?
Yeah, is it just the same movie
I never
again?
Saw the second one.
I haven't seen the second one either, but that's why I got it.
Like he goes in the machine as...
Eric Stoltz must go in the machine, and he comes out looking Marty like Michael Checkfly. Yeah, we were on the same wavelength there.
Yeah.
Oh, it's classic.
Got another ALF coloring book.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Hey, look at that.
Beautiful.
Is it already colored?
Probably. I haven't opened it. I got that. I show off the tray to everybody on the Ninja Turtles.
Damn, that's awesome.
Didn't they have
$9.99.
Didn't they have a Ghostbusters one of that with that one artwork on it? That's what I had.
Yeah,
I've got it with the...
Most of
when
these...
they're in the car and they're shooting Slimer.
Yeah, that was
Peter's
like
up on the roof.
Yeah, that's what I
need
had.
To get one of those. They just... when if you want to go on eBay and look for these, even this one's like 25 plus like 15 shipping and shit. So it's like... I paid 10 bucks for
tray.
This at the thrift store, so...
Yeah.
Mm. I have the tray. I've been meaning to get the... lunchbox that's in Superbad.
Oh, we've got
and
that.
Get that filled up with dick drawings, even like I'm.
Hell yeah!
I
would you do
whole,
a dick drawing for us? And we'll put that as the first
we'll
one.
Fill it up with the.
Because I
drawings.
Bought that just for cons. I was like, you know, when we start doing our own booth at shows, I want to have everyone bring us their dick drawings. That's the only reason I bought that one.
That's good.
Is it a drawing of their own dick? How's that?
I mean, if you want to trace yours and put it in there, Nick, that's fine. But people probably won't be able to tell it from anything.
Freehand.
Else.
Freehand.
Yeah. Actually, you could probably stamp it if you just put a little ink on the bottom of it and just spread it out.
A little head stamp.
Yeah.
Treasure trove of...
bullshit! I was drawing a real Vanny Trampin bastard or whatever he says. And I'm like, oh, man, that's beautiful.
Yeah. I think that's all I picked up.
What'd you buy, Dustin?
Huh?
Did you buy anything?
What did I buy? I bought a new washing machine, so that was exciting.
Washing machine.
Lame.
But he worked really hard on it, Dad. Show the washing machines. I want to tell you right now, though, there's no R... in washing machine. Our own mother
you
calls
haven't
it
even opened this yet.
Fucking
there could be anything
machine.
In there.
I want to point this out. I found these, and it's what pisses me off most about them is that we don't even have this anymore.
Really?
Or this, but I have the fucking manuals for them. But we do have Mario Kart still. So
Mario nice. Paint was the fucking shit.
Yeah.
You can make so many awesome songs in there. And
I just love like the aesthetic of these booklets and the artwork in them, you know?
I remember renting Mario Paint once, and it didn't give me the mouse.
Yeah, it's
you
important.
Can't fucking play it.
Yeah.
Without the mouse.
The only other thing I picked up, and I bought this a while ago. It just shipped and delivered today.
Oh, this is a real
unboxing. Video,
yeah, this is a live unboxing. Well, it's not going to be
live. What if they sent you the wrong thing?
We are in business.
What if they sent you a
an empty box?
No. I was going to say
this is dog shit.
A basically like a clone your bone, but of a prolapsed asshole.
Wait, so I don't have to clone my asshole? They've already done it, and they just
yeah. Somebody
the
prolapsed their massive asshole into like a, I'm talking big, and then they cloned it.
I mean,
look at the box.
We'd probably do a product review of that. If
well, that
kind of
looks like what it would look like, actually. So I'm not far off.
So this is the
it's much prettier, I'm sure.
The Class 10 Terror Tub. With Dana in the bra, so it may not come with that, but the artwork on there is amazing.
Yeah.
And the box is kind of that throwback style. Pairs perfectly well with the Slimer, but we are going to open this. They got another thing of tape on it.
You need somebody to hold your mic?
It's a nice update from the plastic, the card insert.
A child.
Yeah.
A
child. And this is such a big one. That's what she said. That they, had to make a separate package for it.
Well, describe everything for our listeners that aren't watching.
You can get on our Instagram and see videos of this, and I'll probably put together another video of all this stuff.
It's safe to say that this appears to be a play set.
Yes, this is the first play set.
Okay.
This is a play set?
Oh, my goodness. This is official looking.
Yeah, look, it's even got instructions.
Good on them.
Oh, dang. I thought this was a whole fold-out that was, like, instructions. It's just this. But it's still awesome, though, because of the way it looks and everything, you know?
Careful.
Very,
Thanks, Nick.
Check that out.
Yeah.
You can show off the box. Take a look at that, Nick. I know you want to see that. Oh, yeah, and it comes with slime, too. Man, this is very well done. Look at that. Its own slime.
All lined up here. Oh, my God.
Sorry.
Damn, that's clean. Look at that. The faucet and everything on there.
Oh, shit. That is dope.
Well, Dana just cleaned.
I like the weight to it.
She got her scrubbing bubbles out.
Oh, yeah. And this thing just looks spot on from that. Like, right?
The drain. Does it come with a drain plug?
I'm not sure about the rest of the accessories.
What's it smell like? Let me smell it.
But, like, it actually has a hole there, so that's funny.
Yeah, there is some additional accessories. So, yeah.
Oh, my God.
The rubber ducky and the sponge.
Get a sniff of that.
Yeah, this is insanely well done.
Ooh.
That was
bravo, dudes.
Definitely worth the money. We'll do some close-ups.
Let me smell it.
It's sticky.
Oh, shit.
I mean, that's what the shop smells like where we print the decals, really.
Yeah, that rubber ducky smell. Even. Look at that. I mean, that thing's crazy. All right. And then the sponge.
Keep these away from baby. Those are small parts.
This is an adult collectible, Nick. Did you not read the box?
I mean, look at this.
Sick. Keep away from the baby.
I know.
Is he sitting here?
Like, holy shit. That thing is just beautiful, Clark. And then if you want to see something else pink in this bathtub and to show scale.
Is that Kenner scale? Or?
Are you going to prolapse in the bath for us?
No. I'm going to put Ray, the Ghostbusters 2 Ray figure that isn't actually labeled
Ray.
That. But if you can see this here, Ray fitting in the bathtub fits pretty nice. You know, I really wished happened in Ghostbusters 2. We actually watched Egon and Ray try on their clothes. Because you know Egon is a panty sniffer. I'm just setting that out there. He's this type of guy that seems like he would do that.
Well, he probably scrapes it for a sample.
Yeah, probably.
If you read the novelization of the first movie, it wouldn't be a stretch.
And thanks to Afterlife, we know that Egon had a bit of a past that we don't know anything about.
Yeah.
Are
you going to put that in your firehouse?
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah, I probably will when I get my firehouse. Yeah, but that Janine looks good in there since we don't have a topless figure. So someone out there needs to make the Sigourney Weaver in her bra and
I have a strong
sweatpants.
Psychic belief.
And I'm going to say...
Can I get on?
Oh, yeah, jump in. Yeah. Take a look
I
at it.
I smelled him. I didn't get the whole thing.
Yeah, put them all together there. Who's got the sponge? Nick, are you giving yourself a sponge bath? Now, this is the first version they did, or I should say... first version that Tony did, because this one's labeled Tony Taylor Toys, not Phantasm.
I have that one.
Is that scaled for
this is just their
Playmobil?
Own
Playmobil?
No, these are more Playmobil. Scaled towards the
would that scale with Playmobil?
Those are scaled as the companion ghosts.
Yeah, because if you see here, I've got like their reproduction of the Slimer Kenner Slimer ghost.
That's really neat. I like that.
And then I got quite a few of these ones. They've got so many awesome things out there, but the burnt little puffed, and I got the slime puffed.
It's just Booger in the blinds.
Yeah, Booger's just trying to break out. So yeah, if you like these, make sure you're getting on there and following Phantasm Toys online, and then follow Tony Taylor Toys.
Selling these? What is the time frame that they usually sell?
These were a pre-order item, so they might do some again. Yeah, I'd imagine they'll probably do another run of these. Once people see them, though, people always want them.
Oh, the little feetsies.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're really getting to more articulated, more advanced figures.
Is that what the feet were like in the movie, or...?
No, I think that's just to make it fun and a little bit different. The rest of the tub looks.
Take that reminder of the terror dogs.
Well, I don't believe that I could be getting nitpicky here, but even this little guy, was he in the tub or was it like on the wall?
The faucet was in the tub because it is a detached style tub. That's why they did it in both styles like that.
Got it.
Because that's why it starts walking on the room, because it's on feet. Kind of does. Well, maybe I'm misremembering, but I don't know.
I am not an expert on it.
That was
remember.
My...
I just remember that lurch that it does, not so much... I didn't look at the feet.
And if you like that, these gentlemen also made some of these Alf ghosts for us.
Just for us.
So we still have some of these available up on our Etsy shop, so don't miss out on that. Pick yourself up one. I'll throw in some free buttons and free stickers and some other goodies in there. And if you send me a dirty message in the message, I might even put one... Nick's hairs in there.
Why don't I get this one? Why do I get the one the fingers fell off?
What? I can get you another one. I already told you that.
Oh. I did order that one, by the way. I was very happy.
Yeah, I loved your review on there talking about Fitz and Anus as expected or something.
Oh, yeah.
It was amazing. I was like, oh, that's a great review.
I was hoping you guys would see that.
That's where you're supposed to put toys, right?
Ribbed for my pleasure.
Yeah.
You know what? The ultimate one that's ribbed for your pleasure is this one. You wouldn't want that one to break off in there, though.
That one's better for sounding.
Yeah. Actually, I think Slimer comes with some sounding parts, right?
Oh, does he? I do, too. If you use them correctly, anyway.
Yeah, he's got the clear acrylic tube there. It'll fit right down the urethra to do some sounding.
Do you have all of them?
Just don't break the plastic.
I don't have all of them.
Do you have the whole collection?
I need the Scolari brothers. They've done so many awesome ones, and they also partnered with somebody else for that Library Ghost, and that thing looks so amazing, but I missed out on that one.
Yeah, that one looked good.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome. And it had lights in it, too, even, so... But that was my big purchase, or my big pickup. Hopefully my throwing chicken wand kit will come soon, because I'll be doing some videos on putting that together.
Sorry.
And then I need to put my keep alive in my Hasbro wand still.
Mm.
I would like to point out that I understand the level of work that goes into this kind of stuff, because I'm just making stickers, and that's been a lot of freaking work.
Yeah.
So, hats off to these guys with the quality... Because just getting something done and shipped out is a huge accomplishment.
Yes.
So, you know, hats off to these guys for what they're doing. It's really neat, and I just want to take a moment to recognize that.
Fucking A,
if you've done any, like, business yourself, like, just knowing how much of a pain in the ass it is to ship everything, like, when we got the World's Fair coins, I was shipping out, I think, almost 200 sets of those at some point.
An hour.
Or not even... Well, originally I was selling them as individuals and stuff based on, like, the higher rating, but as we got down to it, I was like, well, drop the price and try to move some of the rest of the stock and just make them available to people. But, like, that's a lot of work to package and ship all that stuff and put everything together, so...
Yeah, just the time you have to think. Just the time that goes into processing all of that before you even announce what you're going to do, it's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot of prep and it's a lot of work. So, I mean, props out to, or shout out to anyone that's doing, creating and selling stuff out there, because it's pretty awesome. Here's my little Grave Little Toaster. That's a fun one. If you've missed out on any of these, check out their website. They've got a fair amount of stuff in stock right now ready to ship. So
not everything's a pre-order only?
No, so most of the Class 10 stuff has been a pre-order, which is... you know, they're doing a great job advertising that. They've got the window open usually for an extended period of time. They've shown a prototype of a muncher. They think they had it like one of the convention.
Convention.
Yes. One of the conventions that they did last year. And the muncher they have looks incredible. I can't wait for them to get that one out there.
Who did the Boogeyman? Was that them?
No, that was BAM Toy Company, I believe.
Oh, that's right.
So they've done a
fair
amount of
other ones. I really wanted that one.
Yeah, same.
It was like 150. I don't remember.
Some of the I mean,
it was at least 100.
It's a lot of work to hand make these, and to, especially if you're doing 3D printing, because if you're doing traditional 3D printing, then you've got to find a way to get rid of all your print lines if you're not using a better printer, like a resin printer, right? So if you're not using a resin printer, then you got to fill the lines, then you got to make your molds, you got to make sure your molds pull everything. So there's an insane amount of work that goes into this before any of these are even like ready to go.
So. And a real quick distinction on the Class 10, is that just kind of...
Their size?
What does that mean?
The Class 10 is basically in scale, or just like their higher-end products, right? So you're going to pay a little bit more. They're articulated figures, right? So they'll move like the...
Okay.
Like this all comes apart. Like Slimer... where's Slimer at? So this Slimer, like his arms both move.
That's a Class 10?
Yeah. And this is the collector scale version of it. And I had a larger one. This is only 40 for that. And that's a steal, because that's the most accurate Ghostbusters 1 Slimer ever made. Like, if you look at...
Yeah, I was confused by the Diamond Select Slimers. And
compared
how
to the Diamond Select Slimers, the Mattel Slimers, like, those things are just like, did you guys even look at this? Oh, hell, even the original NECA Slimer they released looked nothing like it. So,
yeah, I think there's a curse to an extent. If you officially license something, it's just bound to...
get caught up in
they're not good on Bill Murray's face either. They have struggled with that as well.
Yeah, so this is articulated. I know, like, for all the different colored prints, you know, they're printing out the mouthpieces and gluing those in and everything like that. And this has the wine bottle, and that's the collection scale, so that looks great with any of your 6-inch figures and everything.
And I
else.
Love the raw material look, that there was no paint application on many of these
Yeah, most of these they're doing like right in there. Like a few of these older ones, like, yeah, there's a little bit of paint on there, but these are just perfect as is because you're getting natural lighting in there, right? And to me, if you're doing photography of any of this, that's really going to make the difference. Nick, did you buy anything?
Nope.
Still trying to get that car repaired?
I haven't bought anything recently, no.
Yeah, but your Batman set came in, and I haven't seen any photos or videos of that.
I took a video.
Where is it?
I'll send it.
You'll send it? Okay.
Well, I had to take a few videos, so they're going to have to be put
Fill
together.
Fill us in. What is the Batman set?
So he got that giant ass...
Well, it was the Flash movie, but yeah, there's a lot of Batman to it.
Okay.
It's the Todd McFarlane set, and it has the big Batwing and Batmobile, 89 Batmobile.
Which I'm going to repaint for him because that coming out of the factory is just like shiny plastic, so we're going to do a
matte. The canopy looks gray, whereas the rest of the car looks black, so... canopy
who gives a fucking shit?
We're going to do a flat black on there and then like really make it look nice like the movie. So
it doesn't look too bad in person and in certain lighting, but...
Well, certain lighting, you want it to look nice
lighting,
all the time.
It looks gray on the canopy for some reason.
What scale is that?
Those 7-inch figures, yeah.
So the vehicles are in scale to that, too.
Oh, damn, okay.
Yeah, that...
So the Batmobile's like...
Oh, Todd McFarlane toys look great.
The Batwing has a 3-foot wingspan.
The fact that he's like getting the price points are able to with the Todd McFarlane toys is
that Batwing's a little pricey. Unreal. It was like $250 if you bought it.
Yeah,
itself,
but I'm talking about just the scaled 7-inch figures, like $20 a pop.
Yeah,
I mean you can't even get a Marvel Legends for $25.
I think
now.
They are in the process of bumping that up a couple bucks though. But still,
if you're got a larger figure which you can fit more detail in for less than what Hasbro's doing, you're like, come on, guys. Now, granted, I have a lot of stuff in the 6-inch line, so I don't mix and match is kind of one thing, but they look nice next to the NECA stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you got, Alec? Anything else?
I already showed him.
Anything else? No. Yeah, I didn't talk about his music that he posted.
No.
If you like Alec's parody songs that he makes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I did post a full-length video for Spooky. Which,
So that's what, your third or fourth? Because you did the,
I didn't do anything full-length other than the other two for... Strange Glow originally.
Yeah.
The Twister Hop and the YHS birthday song or whatever. That was the Limp Bizkit
parody.
Parody, yeah. Like Weird Al style.
Yeah. What? You also did the Afterlife song you did.
Oh, yeah. I guess I did that too.
That's a fun video.
I did that all in one night. Wrote the song, recorded it, and then the video. The video sucks balls for that reason. Because I was like funny. 4 a.m. and I was like, no, I'm not.
That's what they did with the script, so.
True.
Oof, that was mean.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
So what's in your Ghostbusters collection? So, I mean, people in the Ghostbusters community are probably more aware of you now that you're doing the Let's Run Some Red Lights project, but before that you were just kind of flying under the radar, man.
Yeah. Well, I've been monitoring the Ghostbusters community for a long time. I mean, I think in high school, I was hitting up like proton charging every day, and kind of keeping up on the community.
Was there an AOL
fans.
Chat room? Or?
I'm sure.
That's where I talked to Troy Benjamin all the time. We talked about Extreme Ghostbusters back then.
But
I was just trying to find sex chat.
I'm not
ASL.
Much.
Yeah.
Try to pretend it wasn't a guy.
A 30-year-old guy.
Yeah. I was just a minor.
Minor 49er.
Oh. I worked in a mine.
Oh.
What are you doing?
I'm just ripping my earbuds.
You yanked your ear out.
So what's your grill piece you have right now?
Grill piece of Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Memorabilia. Oh, wow. I think generally I'm very happy with my Blitzway Ecto, the big Blitzway Ecto. I don't have a lot of stuff. My wife and I live sort of a minimalist lifestyle. We live in a tiny condo. I probably still own more things that she would prefer that I would own, but I've got a lot of my old toys from my childhood, all the Kenner stuff. But new stuff, it's very few and far between. Even t-shirts are limited. I'm repping the Stuart Reeves t-shirt today.
Because that was a Ghostbusters Day.
Yeah. So this Ghostbusters Day limited edition tee.
I have the John Your Cable one.
And they did like three or four different ones that day. I did not purchase this when it was released.
Because Brendan did one too.
Yeah, I've got Brendan, Brendan Pierce. But
I got John's. You got Brendan's.
That's awesome, though. At least like we all supported different artists. Mm-hmm. And I love how they did that. I'm really hoping they'll do more of that this year. Ghostbusters Day last year, when they didn't do like shirts for it, I was like, man, that should be something you're doing every year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff I'm my most proud pieces, though, or, you know, stuff I've built or worked on. I've got my a pack that I've built. I've got the Afterlife HasLab pack. I've got updated PKEs. I've got the Spirit PKE, but I put weights in it, and I got rid of the you know, the hole on the back, refinished it, put the the lines on the screen. I just I've never been able to like stomach to, like, paying resale on like the Matty collector stuff. And I'm an artist by trade, a designer by trade. I'm good with my hands. I know how to paint, so it's like it's really easy for me to just say I'm just gonna tear this thing apart and put it back together and make it look as much like the screen use prop, and that's good enough for me. But Proton packs is a different story. I'm working on a Ghostbusters 2 pack right now, and I'm just making sure everything is perfect. I've got the thick pads done, and
you get those from Nick Farnsworth?
No, I've got a buddy who owns a business where he makes outdoor camping gear, like backpacks and whatnot, and I sent him some reference photos and a drawing. I sent him LC straps, LC2 straps. I went with the Winston wears them. They got like the red stitching on it. It's very noticeable. Some of them have the LC1 strap. Some of them use the LC2 strap. But with the two, sent it off to a buddy, and I said, hey, can you like open these up and put the pads in and make it look like these pictures from the movie? And then he did it. And it was pretty awesome. I went to a military surplus store. I was able to find a high density nylon green material that they use on those actual straps, so we're able to have extra material to hold all that padding in.
Oh, nice.
But just small stuff like that. I got a Max Factory bellows that used to be really nice, but I've kind of bent it up and dented it and colored it, spray painted it silver to look like the little cheap casted bellows that you see in Ghostbusters 2, even though it's an actual, you know, nice one. And I spend a lot of time photo finishing the little pieces.
And on the Max Factory, like, I love it when he throws stuff on sale. Like, I got, you know, I started buying Max Factory before he had the official license. Yeah. So, you know, I got some of his dry transfers, and I got one of his, well, both the bellows I bought from him have been like B stock. Yeah, and I don't want like the A stock. Exactly. Like, I want these to look a little haggard, because that's what they should look like.
And that's kind of, you know, what I've done with when I release my decals. It's, do you want the pretty one, or do you want the one that's not as pretty but is considered more accurate?
Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome. So I've got a copy of Making Ghostbusters, which is pretty awesome. Like, if you can find that for under $100, like, you know, they re-released that like in a very small version. It's almost impossible to read with the 4K box set with Afterlife. So that's a good book to get on there. I got that from Goodwill, like on eBay, for like $30 shipped. And I was like, that was a steal of a, and that's, you know, like the shooting script, a lot of the notes and things like that. So that's a must-have in the collection. What's your grail piece, Nick? You've got, like, everything.
Even though I hate it, probably the slime blower.
Yeah, there's just so few of those out there.
It's a fucking pain in the ass to mess with.
And that thing just looks great.
It took a long time to get it.
I made a decision a long time ago that I'm not even going to mess with trying to build one of those or handle one of those, unless something dramatic changes and I've got a really cool space to display one.
Displaying it, I think, is fine, but if you're trying to like take it out for events and wear it, and you need
wearing it to put it on, and
that's what I'm saying. It needs a place to be displayed.
I don't know if it's especially hard to make compared to a proton pack or anything, but just using it, it's definitely a lot more difficult.
It's yes and no, I think. Right now, with 3D printing, like, that's completely changed the game on prop building, right? So, before, you're not doing
that. Ricky 3D printed all of his stuff. But
yeah. And, you know, and that's
a lot of sanding, I guess.
Yeah, but, I mean, they make things to make that easier, too, now, as well. Just depends on if you're willing to spend the money to make it easier on yourself, or if you want to do it the hard way, so. Do you have a grill piece in your collection, Alec?
Of Ghostbusters?
Yeah. Like, what's your thing that you would never part with?
His extreme Ghostbusters...
Proton pack?
Proton. Yeah, I was trying to remember which one you did and have and didn't have.
No, I don't know.
Your Lego...
I'm more of a nickel and dimer guy.
Yeah. But, yeah.
If you can't tell, there's...
I've got the Ghostbusters 2 jumpsuit from my childhood as one that they put out.
Yeah, that was awesome.
I think since being a child, that's always been my favorite.
I did rebuy the Ghostbusters, the real Ghostbusters sleeping bag.
Yeah, I've got that. I've got mine from my childhood. And
so I bought a copy.
Did you have the tent? Did you have the bed tent?
Oh, it was obviously passed down to me, but then he took it back when he moved back out. And I just bought another on eBay because I want that.
There's a couple of them out there. And so there's like, I think like a more of a green and pink one. And then we got the blue sleeping bag.
Nice.
And then, there's some, if you can track down some of that.
This is the Grail piece.
Weekend at Bernie's signed.
By Bernie.
Wow. That's your number one piece in your collection.
The Lost Boys one's pretty cool too, but it's not Bernie.
What about you, Justin?
Overall, my number one thing ever.
Your Grail Ghostbusters item?
The piece I was most excited to track down was that Making Ghostbusters copy of the book. Just seeing how much the price had gone for it for a while and like getting the original copy of that.
Is that the one they remade and put in the box set?
It is, but it's tiny in the box set. It's just one of those things, man. It's having that was it's a game changer. I love that book.
Neat.
Might want to take a peek at that.
Yeah, it's a good one. Well, I think that's going to wrap this bit up, but we're going to report back in with you after Ghostbusters Day this year. Hopefully we have some amazing and awesome news to cover. But if you see Kip out at the firehouse, say hi. He'll be out there.
I'll be out there with the Ecto.
What's the Instagram handle in full? Is it hard to spell or anything? Are there numbers?
For myself?
Yeah. If you want to throw it out there for people to follow.
If you just go on Instagram, search Let's Run Some Red Lights, I should pop up. I've got a little cropped. My image is a little cropped section of the Ghostbusters logo.
You got anything else you want to plug?
I just want to have a shout out to, working with Ectotech and working on the Ecto-1 New Jersey. I've learned a lot about these vehicles, learning a lot about what it's like for these people who own these vehicles. It's a lot of work. I've been questioning more recently whether or not I would want one of these vehicles. I think a lot of us dream of having the Ecto, but
I think I'd take a DeLorean first, and even that's still a pain in the ass, but
for me,
I think it's more doable.
Yeah,
absolutely.
There's more parts, there's more people I feel like out there with DeLoreans because it's car people who are like just obsessed with John DeLorean, who are like, don't you ever fucking convert this into a Back to the Future car. It's more than that, damn it. And then there's the Back to the Future nerds, obviously.
Yeah.
One of the differences is the Ecto was that was a coach built. They only had 200 or so chassis that went to coach builders that year. I don't want to say it's easy to get a DeLorean, but it's easy to get a DeLorean compared to the Ecto.
The price is probably comparable depending on the condition of the Cadillac. But
what you're going to pay for, though, in, none of these
say it's going to be a lot more rare to find in the first place, and all the parts are going to be more rare and all that.
Oh, yeah. You'd have to have a fab shop because you're going to, just go rewatch the video where they restore the regular Ecto-1 and they got to take out all the dry rot, all the rust, like everything else in there and just redo it all.
I'm just thinking about now, there's an episode of American Dad where Stan is building a DeLorean in a storage unit in secret from his family. And everybody is like, oh, yeah, I really like Back to the Future. And he's like, God damn it. Everybody thinks I have this because Back to the Future. I just like DeLoreans. John DeLorean was an awesome dude.
That wing design alone, even if you didn't deck it out Back to the Future style, I still think that would just be a clean ride to have.
I mean, if I got one, I don't even know if I would convert it into the Back to the Future. I would probably just be like, I'm good.
I was going to say, unless you made it a way that it would easily come, some of that stuff would come
unless
off.
Unless I just had unlimited money.
Yeah.
If I was a millionaire, sure. Fuck it. Turn it into a goddamn Back to the Future DeLorean.
But yeah, you're talking about, you pay for the Miller Meteor Cadillac, Then you got to pay for repairing everything, painting everything. Then you got to track down all the roof rack parts. Do you want vintage parts? Because, you know, if you're going to go for it, you may as well go.
That thing's never complete at that point, too, because something's always going to go wrong eventually with something.
Yeah. I mean, everyone's always, those things are breaking down all the time. Like when they did Afterlife, they're like, no, we're even just throwing a new engine in here. We're not going to try to.
Fuck, Nick's got a car and it's a new Ecto and it's not even remotely a hearse. And there's still always some minor thing just because there's so much shit going on.
Yeah, you have extra stuff on that roof rack and it's always going to be like a labor of love.
Yeah, and luckily I don't really have to touch the electronics or have conversations about the electronics. I've luckily just overseeing a lot of the creative decisions being made on a couple of the vehicles. And that's been enough for me and is, you know, I've been very honored to be a part of this. And I haven't even seen the vehicles yet. I will see them next week, and I'm not sure how I'm going to handle this in person. But it's very much a dream come true, and it's just wild to think that, like, I get so hyped up on a replica vehicle, you know. I mean, that's how rare that car is that the replica is you know, that amazing to behold.
Yeah,
that's gonna be exciting to be out there for that. I'm a little jealous, not gonna lie, because you know, like Ghostbusters Day, when they decided they weren't going to do an Ecto-Fest this year, which, you know, they never officially said it, but, you know, movie productions in the UK, that's a
everybody's gone.
Yeah, you're not going to have anything back on the Sony lot, really. So you're like, man, that would be really cool, but saving that money for the premiere again.
You know, I was at the Sony lot when they were filming Afterlife, and there was nobody there. I walked up to the original Ecto. I got time with it. There was nobody around. 20 minutes, just me and my camera. Nobody was in Ghost Corps. Just walked up and peeked in and saw all the cool stuff in the windows.
Yeah.
Yeah, we Alec and I were out there for FanFest. Nick skipped out because he didn't want to spend the money at the time.
I was in the middle.
It's a good call. I wouldn't want to be out there with all those people. I don't like crowds, and that's why I don't do conventions. I'm a really bad fan when it comes to being a part of the fandom.
Well, no,
then
mean,
again, that's why I've always been kind of the guy creeping in the background.
Yeah, no, and that's fine though too, right? You know, because naturally, I would say I'm more of an introvert, but, you know, when you're doing stuff, you're putting that energy out there, but it zaps you when you got to go into that mode, right?
I know. When I put on that jumpsuit, you know, I haven't worn a Ghostbuster jumpsuit since I was a child, like the full suit, and, you know, the one I just got, and I was testing the fit the other day, and it was like, put it on, you start zipping it up, and you start feeling like
Lewis Ghostbusters too. Totally.
Yeah. When Lewis is getting the suit.
I was born to wear this stuff.
And it's like, I get it. It's like, you know, you get 5 or 20 other people that have that affinity, and you get them on those suits, and it's I get it. It's fun, and I'm very, very, very excited to see what this is all about.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be awesome. But we're looking forward to talking with you when you get back, and
absolutely
appreciate you joining the show. And like you said, you know, check out Let's Run Some Red Lights on Instagram.
Let's Run Some Red Lights. Look up Ecto Tech. Ecto One New Jersey. And then shout out to Stuart Reeves. If you don't follow Stuart Reeves Design, he did the famous little Ecto-puffed, no Ecto-puffed logo at the end of Afterlife, and has done a few bits of other pieces here and there. Follow him, world's greatest artist.
Yeah, there's some awesome ones out there. I love how the Ghostbusters have embraced the fan community for artists and like hiring them on for stuff, because it's pretty incredible to see some of the work, especially the people we know and we call friends now. So.
Love it.
Yeah, I think that wraps it up. I mean, you're also in a band called Haven 21, so if you like pop rock, pop punk type stuff, check that out. They just put out a new album here. Yeah. What was that, late last year?
Late last year. And just friends of mine from Omaha. We grew up there together, and we've been making music since we were young kids. We just do it for fun. But yeah, in the vein of kind of like a pop punk type sound, we're very much influenced by bands like Blink and Green Day, but I think we're a little heavier probably on guitars.
yeah, for sure.
And I play drums, so I have nothing to do with writing music really, other than just, you know, doing the part where I hit.
Yep, that's the fun part though, right? For you at least.
Yeah.
All right, well, I appreciate you joining the show, Kip, and we'll see you next time.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Your mother.